said we'd be reporting live from the Middlesbrough Literary Festival's event that featured, obviously, Michelle Munro and Graham Harper. They said it could never happen. They were wrong. It did happen. And I believe it was a tremendous success. But Michelle Munro, how did you feel the afternoon went?
Oh, it was fantastic. Really good fun. And I loved the fact that Graham was here with me as well. It was very, very interesting from my point of view, because we're always learning different things. So I enjoyed it from that point of view.
It was a delight working with you, as always. As I say, you've got to have faith in the Southside family. We co-presenters know how to support each other.
Well, I think it's lovely that, you know, from literally something I wanted to do with the hospital, so much has come from just that request, if you like. And I loved it. I love the fact that it has evolved like that. And it's become, you know, interesting as well. I mean, you know, you have a hospital thing, then you've got live radio, then you've got a literary festival. I mean, you couldn't get more diverse. And yet they've all melded together somehow.
Well, much as the same can be said about Jill Appleton, of course, when she came along with the original sort of notion of the Book of the Month. Jill, how did you feel today, Wendt?
I think it was great. So we've had some good feedback from people who have just been leaving, and it was just really interesting. Lots of different stories that I'd never heard before, and I think it was a nice mix, really. It was good.
Because this is one of the things in these 21st century days of instant feedback and so on, all of the attendees have been issued with feedback forms, Michelle, and it's a bit like the X Factor, really, when we're getting the viewers' votes, really.
Oh, say, well, we'll have to wait for the results, then, won't we? Okay,
but Jill, the initial signs are fairly good?
Yes, initial signs, very good, yes.
Don't, well, she's not going to say they're not, is she?
Well, she would. Believe me, I know Jill Appleton,
well,
you know.
If I sort of went, well, then you might get a clue. Okay. All right.
I think the people that came, what was nice is that there was a huge mix of ages as well, yeah, and not just ladies and gentlemen. It's, you know, a mixture of generations, and I think that made it much more interesting.
And certainly the power of Softly As I Leave You. You mentioned, obviously, you used that at your father's funeral as well as in the opening sequence of the book. It really is. I mean, I got chills there, Jill, genuinely.
Yes. It was. There's been lots of lovely things that you've told us about that I wasn't aware of. It was very interesting. I recommend anyone get the book.
Well, thank you for that. No, I mean, the prologue, or forward, if you like, was very, very important to me, because it's the only part of the book in which I'm actually talking as me, as Michelle Munro. Whereas the book itself is written in the third person. And I did that on purpose. I don't want the reader worrying about who the author is. I want the reader to be immersed in the story. So, you know, writing that forward was important. And it is very powerful. I've been told by a lot of people that it really moved them as well. A lot of people said that when they lost somebody, their pain, they couldn't put it into the words. Yet they think I have managed to portray it into words slightly. And that's what they... Yeah, can relate to.
A lot of empathy there, a lot of sympathy, without giving too much away, of course, because I believe, Jill, that The Singer's Singer by Michelle Munro will be the August Book of the Month for Southside.
That's right, yes, we're doing that one next month.
Ooh, exciting.
We are half an hour with various sort of excerpts and various other bits and pieces will be available for download probably back end of August, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's very exciting, thank you.
Let's actually just move over to Graham, as he's managed to actually batter his way through all the various fans and Hoovians and so on. Graham, how did you feel the afternoon went?
I thought it was really, really interesting. Someone just come up to me, this gentleman just came up to me just now and said, I'm sorry that it wasn't all Doctor Who, it was much more about Matt Murrow. I thought it was brilliant, and I was very pleased to, sorry for being quiet, I'm very pleased to have met Michelle and be able to be a part of, for 30 seconds in my life, of her her book, her father's life, etc. And I remember it ever so well, so I was really thrilled that you thought this would be a really good double act. I think it was in the end.
Absolutely, and big question, of course, will you be interested in actually producing a movie on Matt Munro?
As soon as you mentioned it, and she did, I'm thinking about it, yes.
Yeah, well, you see, there we are. I just hope I get a name check in the credits if it happens.
No, I think it'll be... I think it could be a very, very good story and a surprising one. As somebody just said, he's sort of slipped under the radar. Yeah. And yet, here he is. His voice is still strong and brilliant and modern and together and today. And I found that listening to the music now... you realise he's never going to go away. That's brilliant.
The feedback forms that we've actually had, as Jill Appleton said, have all been very positive, so that's great. We've passed the audition. We now move on to boot camp. So, sorry, it's an X Factor reference. I know it's a pop culture thing. Let's move on to Bernadette. Bernadette, good to speak to you as ever. Now, we're going to force you to have a few words here. Obviously, the power behind Graham Harper's throne, way of air was that effect. How did you feel the actual afternoon went?
Oh, I really enjoyed the afternoon very much. I think what I liked was the... the fact that Michelle Monroe made it so clearly, so vividly, it was so expressive, most enjoyable.
So will you be reading The Singer's Singer? Will you be getting hold of a copy of the book?
I think we have.
Very good. That's all great stuff. Finally, as we sort of head off into various ways and so on, we talked about, obviously, Matt Munro in France. Clearly, he made second place in the Eurovision Song Contest, but still hasn't quite permeated into the Parisian culture as yet, or the French culture.
Well, I think I will have to check this. It may be my ignorance, but I will double-check on this
there
one.
There you go. Bernadette Harper and Graham Harper, and of course the rest of the team, many thanks indeed. You'll be listening to Southside Broadcasting, a mini report, location report from the second Middlesbrough Literary Festival here at the Middlesbrough Reference Library. By the way, have you had a reasonably interesting afternoon, Graham?
Fantastic afternoon.
Coming back again?
I will.